Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a goofy thing, but maybe we could take calls on it. Does everybody have a comfort show?
Oh, absolutely.
How many comfort shows do you have?
Like 6.
What?
Yeah.
Like you?
Wow. I have 3. I thought that was high. You're doubling.
I have. So your comfort show. Okay, first, what is a comfort show? Is it just something that, like, if you're walking by, if you're flipping channels and that show's on, you'll just stop? Or is it something you literally seek out?
I'll seek it out. It's kind of both, but I'm okay having it in the background and not fully paying attention to it all the time. But I am half paying attention, I guess.
Yeah. Is it something you've seen before? You've already seen? You know how the series
yeah,
ends,
I don't
but
know.
Still watching
no,
it again?
How would a comfort show not be something that you've seen? Then it's not comforting.
I'm gonna tell you that I have a comfort show that I haven't seen all of them. It's not even a comfort show. It's a comfort person. And but I haven't seen all of them. Anything with 3 letters the same with Guy Fieri in it. Triple D, triple G. Guy Fieri in the background is comforting to me. Like if it's just quiet in my house and I need noise, I have triple D on or triple G on.
I found my flame shirt.
Oh, shut up. You're not dressing. We're not.
I'm not joking.
We're not dressing like Guy Fieri.
You're halfway there.
I like him, but I don't want to be him.
Huh?
And
wear it in here. Save some action for the rest of us.
What occasion would we all 3 go somewhere as Guy Fieri?
A Tuesday.
Do it in here. We're not going to go anywhere.
Oh, no. We're going somewhere.
We're going
downtown.
Are we going to the bowl? That's the only thing you can do in that stupid shirt.
No.
Eventually, we're going to get back on topic here. We want to know your comfort show.
Yeah.
My son is mad at me because I won't adopt his new comfort show is Better Call Saul. He just started it again, and I think it's his 3rd pass.
Wow.
Really?
He just... You know how he did that with The Last Dance? He watched The Last Dance probably 5 times. That's like 10 episodes or something. It's long as
hell.
It is
long. But it's interesting to me. Like, for me, my comfort shows are all comedies because it's so lighthearted. You can walk away. But to have a comfort show be like, you have
intense
to watch this episode and the drama and then this, sequential.
Yes.
Is that the word they call it? Like, that seems too intense for a comfort show.
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah, because like The Office, one of my comfort shows, you can jump in on season 4. You can start on season 1.
Right.
We watch the one with Amy Adams bringing the purses in, or I can be watching the one with Will Ferrell. It doesn't matter. It's always comforting. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Mm-hmm.
And you can leave. You can come back.
100%.
Yeah, all that.
But also, you've seen it so many times that even when you do leave, you're keeping time with it. I'm like, I wonder, now the fire's happening. Now they're singing the song about Ryan started the fire. Like, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, The Office that's a great one.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
I think everybody's comfort show is The Office.
For sure. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
So we've got a list of some things from Reddit, and we want to hear yours. Like, what is, and I just want you to know, don't be mad if I don't adopt your show. You can make your pitch.
You're pretty stubborn with your shows.
Because I know there's good shows out there, but I don't need any more shows. If one more person, okay, I get it. I understand Landman is phenomenal.
Mm.
I'm not doing it, people, because then I have to get one more subscription. I got to get Paramount. I'm not getting it. Do you have Paramount?
I think so.
Can I have your password?
Sure.
Okay. all right, so what is your comfort show? 303-222-5423. That is the phone number, and that is also the Berg Simpson text line. Just reach out to us either way.
I have a couple.
Was Office one of yours?
No, it's not. Because my wife doesn't like The Office. She works in HR and it drives her too nuts because
it's not realistic.
None of that would happen in an office if Toby was a competent HR.
Right. But like, you know, Batman, not real, but it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like sometimes
she had some HR issues with
Batman as well.
Oh my God, watching movies with your wife must suck.
Well, so what we do watch is we watch Family Guy. And Everybody Loves Raymond. Those are the two.
Over and over.
Oh, yeah. My wife watches, we'll watch Raymond at night, and then she watches it like during the day sometimes on her own.
She just has it on in the background.
For the millionth time. I've seen them all a bunch of times, and she's seen them double.
Have you bought them?
No, they stream on whatever.
Okay.
I think.
Because I was so into The Office, I bought it.
Yeah.
And then somehow Apple TV screwed it up, and I'm missing like 5 episodes in season 2 or whatever. It's so irritating.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really?
It's better on Netflix anyway, because then it just keeps going.
What's wrong with Raymond? It was one of the biggest shows
of all
time. I don't
think Raymond is as funny as Seinfeld. Or The Office. So Seinfeld's another one of my just full-on comfort shows.
I don't know.
I always forget. Dun, 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 Larry David.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
No.
Not that funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It's a little dry.
It's very dry.
Yeah, I know.
For us, Family Guy is a good comfort show because I've been watching Family Guy with my wife since the day we met. Like, we've just, that's
cute.
I bet somebody's going to call and say Simpsons then. It's the same, right?
Oh, for sure.
I think you're either either Seinfeld or Friends kind of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's probably, I bet there's not a lot of people who are Simpsons and Family Guy. You're one or the other.
Yeah, probably not. A lot of people say Family Guy just stole everything from the Simpsons.
They probably did.
They stole a lot. They kind of admit it, yeah. Because they did it. They ended up doing a crossover episode.
Do you guys know what Columbo is?
No.
I watched it for the first time. I had only heard it referenced in a Beastie Boys song before, so I didn't know what it was. But I saw recently at my in-laws.
My parents loved it.
Okay, yeah.
It's so terrible. But it's a comfort show for a lot of people. It's like, I think Steve Jobs stole the thing. Like, you know what Steve Jobs would do when he would do the whole developer conference and then he's basically done. He's like, all right, thank you. And he's like, oh, just one more thing. And then that one more thing is the biggest announcement of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And Columbo would do the same thing. He's like, I just don't know how to solve this crime. And he's like, oh, just one more thing. Did you put the fingerprints on? And he's like, he breaks the case open. Like, that's what the show...
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was pretty slow moving, and it, again, a mystery. It feels like you can't step away. You got to see every.
It's not a great comfort show, but it is a great like.
But it also is.
Yeah,
because
you have to, but you have to actually devote the time. The reason your generation only likes comedies is because you can't.
No.
You can't focus. Yeah, like you probably. I guarantee you, somebody is in their car right now, about to call us, and it's like, what was the thing, where it's the old lady who's. She's the teacup or something in, or the teapot in Beauty and the Beast. Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, boom!
Wow.
Hello! Okay. There was Murder, She Wrote and Father Dowling's Mysteries were two like stupid shows.
I've not
parents
heard of either of those.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
I guarantee you they're coming back.
Huh.
And same with Matlock. Matlock was one of those things that had Andy Griffith on it. You know who that is?
Yeah
I do.
But now it's back with Kathy Bates.
Interesting. Wow. This says that the average episode of Columbo was between 70 and 98 minutes long.
Whoa.
What is this wrapping up?
It is super slow moving. All right. If you've got a comfort show, and maybe we'll adopt your comfort shows, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about our comfort shows.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, did you get to say all your comfort shows?
Yeah, I think good. So.
So did I. All right, so let's, Aaron pointed out to me that we didn't let her say anything.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Ted Lasso.
Scott.
Ted Lasso.
No, Ted, I will say this. I didn't even think of that, but 100%.
Yes.
I go back to that, and I start at Diamond Dogs.
Yeah.
Because Diamond Dogs
is
the dark scene.
And then also that 70s show. Okay.
That's a good one, too.
Scott?
Yay.
What are your comfort shows?
I actually got two. I told T-Hack, Star Trek Next Generation, I'd watch that series at least.
Goober.
Is that the one with Shatner?
No.
No, that's the newer one?
Next Generation is with Picard.
Oh, okay.
With
And then, of course, I don't know why, but all these other ones that are so old to me that I still could watch it over and over is My Name is Earl.
Oh my God, I loved that show.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. Did it end or did it just get canceled and it just kind of was just gone? I forget.
It went like 6 or 7 seasons, so they had like a season to, or a series finale and everything. So
oh, wow.
I don't remember how it ends. I might have to go binge that.
Hmm. Yeah, well, at least the last season, if anything.
Yeah,
anything to keep you from watching Star Trek.
Star Trek Next. If you're a true Trek, like, yeah. I didn't like that. Yeah, thank you, Scott. I didn't like that.
Huh.
Star Trek. How about Nicole?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's your comfort show? Nicole, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. What's your show?
How I Met Your Mother.
Haven't seen a single episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Is that the one with Sheldon?
Laugh. A good laugh.
No, it's got Neil. Oh, no. What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
I've never seen that. I've never seen the one with Sheldon either.
I've only seen How I Met Your Mother. They used to play it when I used to donate plasma. So there's a weird, there's a
you got an adjacency mirror. Yeah,
you're memory. Like, I'm starting to get lightheaded.
Great,
I get it. Most people who like it, but yeah. That's not the one with Kaylee Cuoco either. Then
no, that's Big Bang, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Big Bang Theory.
Okay, mm-hmm. Mark.
Yes.
What's your comfort show?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh my God, I was so into that and I didn't finish it.
I'm sensing a trend.
Well, you know what it is? It's because I was into it when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, do you guys even know what this is like? You don't remember probably anymore. Where you had to like make an appointment for like
yes,
Friday nights
absolutely.
To watch it. And you're like, otherwise
you missed it and you had to wait.
Then all of a sudden when binging became a thing, all the shows that I had to wait for, I'm just like, screw it. I'm done. You're making me wait, and these guys are letting me binge.
Yeah.
So that's when I just
the demand was gone.
Yeah. Yes.
And that show I think is single-handedly responsible for the rise in popularity of the name Jax.
Oh yeah.
We almost
absolutely.
Named Noah Jax for sure. Yeah. And my now ex-wife was so into that show. Jax was J-A-X was on the short
list. It was like, oh, you could just stop the name there? Like, yes. Let's do that. And it's got an X.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you know what was, thank you for the call. You know what I loved about it? He actually learned to ride.
Oh.
He was actually really good. And like, he kind of, I don't think he started it, but like he didn't wear biker boots and stuff. He wore kicks. He wore tennis shoes.
Really?
And it was just cool. You didn't have to like be the full on like Harley Hell's Angel leather.
Gosh, he's just so hot. Okay.
He's
so hot.
Smoldering.
I need to watch the show.
Okay.
I'm not looking at his boots.
Jesse.
Yay.
What's your comfort show?
My comfort show is called The Good Place. It's written by one of the previous writers of The Office, but it is 10 times better.
I started to get into it.
Who's Kristen? Kristen Bell, yeah.
And Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. It is hilarious, and it is so heartfelt. The ending of it makes me cry every single time.
I think I'm going to get into it. I've had people really suggest it again recently, but it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of hokey.
It gets so much better because it's about these people who are dead and they're in the afterlife, but one of
and
them
and they were accidentally in heaven.
Yes, so
that's
one of them
funny.
Realizes,
and they're just trying to stay. It's like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to, and it's like, ah!
That's like us in radio.
Rebecca.
Yay.
What's your comfort show?
Hi. It would have to be Dexter Original Sin, the newest one that they
did. The new one?
With.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a new one where it goes back on like Dexter when he's a boy and how he got into it.
And he still narrates it even though he's not in it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They explain that in the first series. Why would you need a second?
No, but they just do the whole thing, I think. I mean, they do. It is tons of flashbacks.
Yeah.
In the original.
Like, that's all of it.
It's not all of it, Aaron.
Okay.
The original stuff is my favorite. Like I
so
did
good.
Just start to binge that again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cut out for Dexter. I remember seeing season
it's
one,
so
episode
good,
one,
though.
The intro.
Oh yeah.
Just until like the title card came up, and I was like, I'm out. I've seen enough.
Wow.
Really, just killing the mosquito on his arm and all the.
He did something with, I don't remember. It was too gruesome already.
Oh, he killed somebody. He had a kill room set up in the very first episode, right? Like right away.
Yeah.
I think I know what this show's about.
I get the gist. I'm not in.
Yeah.
Maya.
Yay.
What's your comfort show?
Okay, don't judge me, but I like to watch Cops.
Like, it's almost impossible.
That's your comfort show?
I mean, if it's on, I'm watching it. Like, it's so bad, it's good.
You know? Oh, I do kind of like that.
No!
Yeah, I'm with you. It does make
you feel better about your lot in life, but no!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.